Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We're going to be picking back up with New Morning Mercies, and I'm just going to take it from here. It says this: Jesus endured suffering in the here and now so that you and I could escape suffering for eternity. It didn't just start with the cross. From the very first breath he took until he ascended, Jesus suffered. He suffered an uncomfortable and unsanitary birth in a stable. He suffered the terror of fleeing for his life as an infant. He suffered the trials of growing and learning as a boy. He suffered powerful temptation. He suffered exposure to disease. He suffered homelessness. He suffered hunger. He suffered sadness and grief. He suffered disloyalty and betrayal. He suffered physical pain. He suffered disrespect and mockery. He suffered misunderstanding and misrepresentation. He suffered the emotional pain of the rejection of his father. He suffered punishment for the sins of others. He suffered injustice. He suffered violence. He suffered death. He suffered the full range of the hardships of life in this fallen world. His calling, his mission was to suffer, and suffer he did. His suffering was wide-ranging and constant. For the Messiah, suffering was an everyday thing, even a moment-by-moment thing. And every act of his suffering was substitutional. He suffered in our place. He suffered in every way we do so that he could be a savior to us in our suffering and put an end to our suffering. He suffered every day so that there would be a time when all suffering would end and so that we could live with him in a world where suffering is no more. He did not come to earth in regal splendor. He did not come to earth to live in a palace and be given homage as a king. Although he was the King of Kings, he became as a suffering servant who, in his suffering, would save us from ourselves and finally from our suffering. His suffering is our salvation. His suffering is our hope. Wow. There's a few things that really, really got to me there. Of course, just laying out all the different ways that he suffered, from the first breath to Herod wanting him killed and fleeing, and just all the way until getting, you know, whipped and rejected. People who loved him the most betrayed him. But it was this part. And every act of his suffering was substitutional. He suffered in our place. And it's just that humbling reminder that you and I, without him, would be going through all that and would be suffering forever. But he secured our eternity of hope, of peace, of love, of acceptance, of loyalty, of happiness, of no physical pain, no more disease, total respect, no injustice, no violence, no more death. He conquered all those things by taking them on and took them from us and gave us eternal life. He was a suffering king. He had a crown of thorns. He bore that for us. I'm going to pray. Lord, we are just so deeply moved being reminded of what you took for us. It wasn't just the moments on the cross. It was the entire life you lived as human and as God, going through the stuff that we go through, giving us hope in eternity, Lord. I honestly hate that you had to take all that stuff for us. But I'm so thankful because I couldn't have taken it myself. And none of us could have done that, God. You know that. That's why you had to come and do it. Lord, we love you. And we pray in your son's heavenly name. Amen. Amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget they love you. We love you. We'll be talking tomorrow. I'll be the Zane. By the way, sorry if I sound somber. That was just a deep devotional. And just, you know, very humbling reminder of what he did for us. Love y'all.